It's been hard to miss the global school strike movement started by Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg. The 16-year-old led some of the biggest climate change protests in history last week, with millions taking to the streets around the world. But while she's the figurehead of the movement, she's far from alone, with thousands of other kids playing a key role in the campaign. During the past 6 months, reporter Barbara Miller has gone behind the scenes to meet some of them for the Foreign Correspondent program.
When Greta Thunberg stepped onto American soil from a yacht last month, Alexandria Villaseñor was front and centre of the welcoming committee.
We're also grateful for Greta bringing the future to America. Her solo strike in front of the Swedish Parliament has emboldened hundreds of thousands of youth in our country.
Like Greta Thunberg, 14-year-old Alexandria was unknown to the world a year ago, until she began staging a weekly Greta copycat strike outside the United Nations headquarters.
I protested in wind, rain, sleet, snow, even the polar vortex.
These days, the New Yorker is something of a celebrity herself, and she's branching out.
This is an office park, so it's got...
Alexandria is launching a not-for-profit climate education organisation and is getting branding advice from strategist Christian Fleming.
It's always a bad idea when you go to protests to see signs that look like they were printed en masse and given to people, because that's easy for somebody who wants to discredit an entire movement to say, somebody's funding this.
That's such great advice.
In Sydney, Jean Hinchliffe is MC of the September 20th school strike, an event that draws an estimated 80,000 people among several hundred thousand protesters Australia-wide. Jean's been on a steep learning curve since she began organising the Sydney strikes late last year.
I've had to write so many speeches. It's constant organising. It seems that every other day there's a brand new challenge.
The day after the demo, 15-year-old Jean hops unaccompanied on a plane to New York, where she catches up with fellow activist and online friend Alexandria.
Hey! Oh my goodness, it's so great to meet you. It's so cool.
The next day, Greta Thunberg gives her emotional address to the UN.
People are suffering. People are dying. How dare you?
The key thing now is for the young people to take this incredible energy and passion they have into more formal political engagement.
Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark went on to become the UN's third highest ranking official, and she knows the challenges ahead.
I started my life as a young person also in protest movements, but eventually when governments didn't do any of the things we wanted done, we had to enter political structures from outside with your nose pressed to the glass. The impact will be transient.
That's the former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark ending Barbara Miller's report. And you can watch Barbara's report on Foreign Correspondent's Climate Kids program, 8 o'clock tonight on ABC TV.